Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. Today, I would like to talk about something that I refer to as sower seedology. And people ask me questions like, why is it that whenever we watch Christian TV or Christian radio, you hear something that's good, you like it, you enjoy it, but at the end, they're always trying to get you to give. In fact, there's one popular TV station that has even asked people to donate a portion of their estate to that network in their will when they die. And that I find to be unbelievable. Because the Bible says things like a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And now they are asking you to leave your inheritance to them. Wow, I mean, unbelievable. And these things are going on under the guise of Christianity. So I see the need to talk about what does the Bible say about sowing and reaping. Now, let me start off by saying this. I believe that you are supposed to support your pastor. And it's not just I believe. The Bible tells you those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel. That is an immutable principle in the Word of God, that those who do the work of the kingdom of God should be supported financially. The problem comes in when you have pastors who want to support, but they don't want to live humbly. They want to live extravagantly. They want to live in abundance. They want to rule around in money. And that's when the problem comes in. I do want to address the issue of manipulation. The problem that's in the church today is that there are many imposters who are calling themselves pastors, apostles, and prophets. And they are just manipulating people to get their money. And the manipulation tactics go like this. God is telling me that somebody has to give $10,000. And you are now feeling guilty. You know, is it me? Is it me? And because the preacher put that thought in your head, suddenly you're hearing the voices in your head saying, yes, it's you. And you are convinced that God told you to give that money. No, God didn't tell you nothing. It is the preacher who used a manipulation tactic to guilt you into giving. And not because he wants you to be blessed, because he doesn't want to work. And he just wants easy money. It's those manipulation tactics that we have to worry about. So into this fertile soil of this ministry. We are healing so many sick people, and yet they can't show you one who got healed. In fact, I know one visiting minister, visiting healing evangelist, so-called healing evangelist, who came down to our service. And I know because I was there personally. All right? The man came up and he said he has a hearing problem. He has a problem with his ears. And he asked the evangelist to pray for his ears. So she prayed for him for healing. And then she said to him, I want you to run up and down the aisle. And I'm thinking, but wait, his ears are not under his foot. His ears are on the side of his head. He's a normal human being. Why is she asking him to run up and down the aisle? That's not going to prove that his ears were healed. But that definitely looks good in the camera, right? When you're showing these things now, the highlights in the camera, and you see somebody running up and down the aisle, you're thinking, wow, that person just got healed. But you don't realize that the person was deaf. Well, not really deaf, but you know. Manipulation tactics. And then they will say to their viewing audience, look at all of the miracles that are happening here. I want you to give. Give generously. Give. Sow a seed. That's the famous thing. Sow a seed. So I refer to that as sow a seedology. Does the Bible teach sow a seedology? So we're going to look at a few scriptures. What does the Bible have to say about sowing and reaping? Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, Jesus speaking to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some seed fell by the wayside, some fell on stony places, and verse 8, some fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. So there are many people saying, sow a seed into the fertile soil of my ministry, and you will receive 100-fold. Now, what they don't realize is that the term 100-fold is not a literal multiplication factor. It is an expression that simply means you will yield a fruitful harvest. That's it. That's all it means. Back in the Bible days, people spoke graphically. They spoke poetically. For example, we will say a long time. In the Bible, they will say, you will have tribulation 10 days. We in Trinidad will just say, we have a real trouble, boy. We speak differently. And in the Bible, they would say things like, 100-fold return. All that means is that you will receive a good harvest. Now, let's scroll down, because Jesus interpreted this parable for them. And he said, hear the parable of the sower. Anyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it. So clearly, according to the parable in Matthew chapter 13, the seed is not money. The seed is the word of God. So we are supposed to sow the seed of the word of God, minister the word of God into people's lives, share the gospel with them, tell them what the Bible says. And some of them will receive it, some of them will not receive it. Those who receive it, that word will do a great work in their lives, and they will live a godly spiritual harvest. That's what that scripture means, because the seed is not money, the seed is the word of God. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 says, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or faint. So here's another scripture talking about sowing and reaping, but clearly the sowing and reaping again is not talking about money in this context, but rather talking about doing good deeds. You know, don't live according to the flesh, because you will reap corruption. Live according to the Spirit, for you shall reap eternal life. Do good. You know, minister to your family, even your enemies, love them, share the gospel with them, pray for them, those who despitefully use you. You may not see the reward right away, but in due season, you will reap. That's the kind of seed that we are commanded to sow. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not begrudgingly, or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may will always have all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So this scripture is talking about money, because Paul was trying to raise money for a church that was in financial difficulties. And he was telling them, give generously, for God loves a cheerful or a generous giver. Now, let's get some principles from this. Paul is not giving a formula for success. We have to take the whole Bible in context. He is not telling them, come into the church, give money into this fertile soil, and you will receive. Because there are many people, especially many Christian, inverted commas, businessmen, who do not live according to the Bible, who live according to the flesh, they sow according to the flesh, they do not sow good deeds, they have no interest in the word of God or the kingdom of God, but they're sowing money into the church, thinking that if they give to a certain pastor, that's like some kind of good luck charm or some kind of rabbit's foot. And if they do that, they will reap success in their business. Now, if you want to believe that, you knock yourself out. The Bible doesn't teach that. Paul is not saying that if you sow financially alone, you will reap. The Bible talks about all kinds of sowing. He wants you to sow good deeds, sow according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. He wants you to sow the Word of God in other people's lives. And He wants you to sow good seeds of generous giving. The emphasis in this scripture is not on the act of giving, but in the quality of being a generous giver. God is not so moved by your act of dipping your hand into your pocket, giving money, or writing a check. That is not the act that impresses God, because when the widow gave her little 2 mites, Jesus said that was worth more than all the money all those rich people were giving. What God is interested in is in a generous heart. It is not the act, it is the person. It is not the deed, it is the quality of the person doing the deed. It didn't say God loves giving, it says God loves a generous giver. It's the person. So when you are a person who sows to the Spirit, who sows the Word of God, and who gives generously, that is what God rewards. It is not a formula for success, but rather a principle of Scripture about how a Christian should be. That is what God is more interested in. God is interested in you being a generous giver. So out of your heart, as the Spirit leads, give generously. But the Bible also says, do not give begrudgingly. Do not give out of necessity, of compulsion. Do not give because somebody is forcing you to give, or because somebody is begging you, or because somebody is manipulating you to give. Give as you purpose in your heart. Give generously because you want to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give because you want to see crusades funded. You want to see missionaries funded. Give because you have a heart for the poor. Give because you have a heart for the orphans, the widows, the fatherless. Give because you love God and you want to see His kingdom prevail. Don't give because you think it's some formula for success, because that is totally contrary to what the Word of God teaches. God wants you to be a generous person. He doesn't want you to be a stingy person who gives strategically for business gain. He wants you to be a generous person. And when you are a generous giver, God will prosper you. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. In other words, he who is stingy, God will be stingy with them. And he who is generous, God will be generous with them. That is the real purpose and the context of giving. So the real issue is not how much you give and to whom you give, but rather the condition of your heart in giving. And it's not talking about laughing and rejoicing when you give. It's talking about the condition of your heart. Are you generally a generous person, or are you generally a stingy, greedy person? That is the key. So I pray that God will lead you. And remember, I did not tell you to stop giving. I told you rather to stop being manipulated. Give generously out of your heart as the Spirit leads and as you purpose within your heart. Give generously. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, we talk more about sower seedology, and we talk about the right context for giving in our Christian walk. Our book, Small Devil, Big God, by Denver Chady and Indira Rampol Chady, is available in Mohammed's bookstores, Charan's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center. I promise you that book will be a tremendous blessing to you, because it teaches you the principles of Scripture. And it will also be a great gift for your friends. So pick it up in Charan's, Mohammed's, or Christian Education Center. God bless you, and we'll see you all next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.